Yeah. So the Gemara, for Tula Yeninu, for the Markashin now, by Nishit Toshver, Ashi the Tula Yeninu. So Rashi, for Tula Yeninu, Kivon de Lukulu, Shaminin, the Vilel Shabbos Tov, according to everybody, the Isha was table here now Friday night. Is the Chura Hevel of Tula Yem? The Chura, she's still not Torah Lagam, she's called the Tula Yem. Kisha Kiblu Tayru. Why? Shlohoyelem Hereshemis. The loch of a tful yom is if you tell me throughout the daytime, you have to go to the mikvah before Shkia, before Hereshemish, and then the loch is when Hereshemish comes at night, that's Matai Yulagamri. Let's say she goes to the mikvah after Shkia. So she doesn't become Torah Lagamri from a tful yom until the next night, until Hereshemish. So here, if she went to the mikvah Friday night after Shkia, she's not Torah until Shabbos night. She didn't have Hereshemish. Let's say they were tovel Friday afternoon. You have to say they were tovel then. And still we say the plate is Torah. Everybody like a monoshok. We're out naming on if she sees the zera comes out of a Friday afternoon. Havad is still tameya. I when does the tefillah help? The tefillah helps Friday night and Shabbos. But the kashrut is that she's first being betrayable Friday night and Shabbos, she's not Torah then. Because the loch of a tful yom is, you have to be betrayable first, and then when it comes to Hereshemesh night, then you become Torah. So you have the issue first become Torah, Moitzoy Shabbos then. So the Mara Abaya Barovin, Friab Chanina Baravin, the Amrit Avayu, Nit no Torah lo tful yom, Enechanami. The Torah wasn't Machmud after be Torah from tful yom. The issue tak had a tumas tful yom on him. Abishu went to the mikvah from a carry. Like, Abi, there shouldn't be Tumas Keri on him. Tful Yom she has, but she doesn't have a Tum of about Keri. So, Mela, enough that she's Tavul Friday night, even though she's not Torah Legamri, but she's Torah enough for Kabbalah Satoru. Yosem Reimel, Komolo Lashmaitito. Omele Revinulam Reimel. Nit Nu Kamrit, do you mean the Torah was Mamish given like that? Or Ruya Kamrit? It was Roya for them to be given like that. What does that mean? Rashi Ruya Kamina. Ruya li nosen la tful yoyim. The Torah really was Ruya to be given to even people that are tful yoyim. U gesavri hani tanoi, lo yakpidu Torah at tful yoyim. The Torah wasn't makbid, you should be Torah, for kabbalah the Torah from tful yoyim. Lo yakziv Hereshemesh. Torah doesn't say Hereshemesh. Elo liinim kachim. Kachim. That's a lucky if you're tummy in the daytime, and now you want to eat kachim, how do you become Torah? You have to go to the mikvah before Shkia, and then when it comes to Sesek Chavim, you become Torah for kachim. Hilkach, kol gimu yamim hamurim linyim prisho, huskak liyais kaidim tfilo. O miyela nitnu latful yayim, lefisha tovlam avay yayim, fulay polto, viyim hoyo polto, yachsu avyitum ishatechshach. Avolehutzrach lakach, the Torah wasn't makbar on that. We don't care because the Torah could have been given even to tful yayim. So what is he saying here? Well, the Torah was before, the Torah right. Torah wasn't giving more because really they were Torah Friday. Just even if they become Tumah, then they would do it again. That's what he means to say. He means Nitnu Karmat, that Mamash Torah was Amish given to them, or Ruya Karmat, just means it was Roy. In other words, was the Noshim right, Makbet to be Torah Friday afternoon, so today when it comes Friday night Shkia, they'll become Torah from the Tful Yom. And Mela, what does it mean that Lui Tzu, they'll become Tummy again at night, they'll be Tavul again. So it's just Roy, comrade. Or else Nitnu. Nitnu mi mamrit, the Noshim weren't Makbid. They weren't Tavul Friday afternoon. They're only Tavul Friday night. So if they're only Tavul Friday night after Shkiyam, Lamaitan, everybody had Tumas Tvuyayim on them. So, you have to Shailam. Omalei Ruya Kamina. I just mean to say Ruya Kamina. But I've had everybody with all the Noshim were Tavul Friday afternoon. So today, if they don't see Friday night, the Zerah come out of them, so it may mamish Torah Legamri. Just Ruya, Lui Tzu, they see again, they'll be Tavul again. For the Mark of the Makash, the Lit Velo, Bene Shimsha, the Lakab Lit Torah Bene Shimsha, Oy Bezoi, why wasn't everybody playable like Friday night, the right before Shkia? And why wasn't the Kabbalah Torah right then also? The Torah should have been given Friday night. As if you're going to tell me now that the Torah could be given to Tfu Yoim, how come the Torah wasn't given Friday night? Shrashiv Litvu Bene Shmosh, Lakab Lit Torah Bene Shmosh, Leel Shabbos Kole Ben Shimsha. Like, Shkia here means no Friday night. Bechol Duchta. All places in Shabbos. Of Nesha, Bein HaShmosha Shaloi Cholik Mikol Yomim. Like Bein HaShmosha of Shabbos has a different halacha than the whole week. Because it's called Shabbos already, Bein HaShmosha. Hesusach Latskira Bekama Makoimis. The Gemara calls it Bein HaShimshon. Vachi Porach. The Rabbi Kiva Diyam Makpidu Torah. Al Minyan Hoi Nois. But on five of them, how come they weren't makabel Torah Friday night? Since the Torah was makbet to wait till the morning, as the chur ikal meima to ekpidu al pleitas halil halayla v'ikav avaynois. The chur is a kashan mekivum. Maybe since the Torah was makbet to be giving on Shabbos morning, the Torah wanted Friday nights also to be Torah. So you have to wait 6 avaynois. And if she taka suah Friday night, maybe she has to go to the mikveh after that. Rav Yitzchak, no, that's not raya. The pasuk says loy meresh b'seifa dibarti. The Torah wasn't given b'seifa. And Balayla is called private, therefore the Torah was also given v'yoyim. Have to wait till Shabbos morning. Trash lay b'seifa dibarti. The mokim eretz choshech. Balayla choshechu. Torah wasn't given the mokim choshech, so it wasn't given at night time. That's why the Torah was given the daytime. For the Mar B'zoi Stam, v'litfilu b'tzafa de Shabbato. Let every time, let them be table then Shabbos morning. Why did we say they're table Friday night in Noshim? Let them be table Shabbos morning, right before Kabbalah's Torah. V'le Kabbal Torah b'tzafa de Shabbato. And they'll be Kabbal the Torah take a Shabbos morning. Let them first go to the mikvah, and after the mikvah, Hashem will give the Torah. Om Rav Yitzchok, in the time you could have been their way, but it's not nice. Shaloi yei alolu hoichin lekabel Torah. Hes anoshim, the men that are Torah, they're going to start going early Shabbos morning to Har Sinai to mekabel the Torah. That's Eretz Adibris. V'alolu hoichin letfila. And these noshim, they get up Shabbos in the morning, they can't go to Har Sinai. First they have to go to the mikvah, so it's not nice. So middle of them, they masada, they should be tovel Friday night. Kadei, that Shabbos morning, everybody can go together to the Torah. Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechidim. Zu Divu Rabbi Yishmo Rabbi Kiva. This is their shita. Avon Choma Maimurim, Sheish Oine Shleim Is Binin. They'll know another shita. Yemamish have to wait 6 complete Oinois. It's the first 6 Oinois after Tashmish, when the Zera comes out of the Isha, it's still Royal Azriya, that Zera can make a pregnant, it's still Metamar Asa Balkeri. It's only after 6 Oinois. Om Rabbi Chizda. Machlekes, now this whole Machlekes, about how long after the Tashmish the Zera is still royal Latameh, that has a din like a Menava Tumah, is only Shapir Shemanisha. It's only a Shiloh that is saying that the man had Tashmish with his wife, and then later, 2 days or 3 days later, their Zera comes out of the Isha, it's Matama the Isha again. She has the Tumas of a Balkeri. It's only in the Gera Machloikas says when it comes out of an Isha. Avo Pir Shemanish. Let's say the Zera comes out of a man. Now, Shichva Zera is one of the Avos HaTumah. It's the first Mishnah in Tyrus that Shichva Zera is from the Avos HaTumah. How long is Shichva Zera an Avos HaTumah? It comes out, the Zera comes out on a pajamas. It comes out on a plate. It comes out someplace. It's on a Begid. How long when it's on the Begid later, a week later, a month later, if somebody touches it, it's still Tumah? Zogt Avos Pirshim and Ish. Tameya calls the man Shilech. It has a new shita. It's not totally 3 days later. It could even be a week later. Calls the man the Zera's Lech is wet, has liquid, it's like wetty, then it's Matama. It's only when it dries up that the Shichva Zera becomes Torah. As a din of 3 days is only a din in the Guf of the Isha. So that's when it comes Masriach. Mosi Rav Sheshes. Pasuk says, B'chol Begad B'chol Or, Hashi'i Olo Shichva Zera, any Begad that has Shichva Zera is Tomei. Prat the Shichva Zera is Shisrucha. Prat the Shichva Zera Tzrucha, that's fulfilled already, that's not Matana. Is my love Shapir Shemanish? My love, this Pasuk is talking about the Zera that comes out of the man. So you see, even though the Zera is still wet, but if it's Masriach, it's not Roy to make Anisha pregnant with it, it's not Matamar anymore. So you see, even from a man, it's totally in Tzrucha. So tomorrow, Loi, Shapir Shemanisha. Tell you, this post is talking about, if the Zera comes out of the Isha, then we say that's a Chiddush. How long is the Zera still Tomei? Only 3 days. After 3 days, the Zera is Torah. Boy, Rapopo, Shichva Zera Shal Yisrael B'meya Kusis. Hey, so the man, a Yid, had beer with a Kus with a Shiksa. And his Zera goes into the Kusis. So his Zera is a Navatumah. Now, Mao, when it comes out of the Isha, is it still called an Avatumah? Is it still Matamah or not? Yisrael is a Svar, the Doig B'mitzvahs. His Afka by an Isha Yisraelis, her goof is very warm. Why? Because she's Doig B'mitzvah. She's worried about doing mitzvahs. So since she has this daiga, this like something bothering, like the Seidam, Chavu Gufayu, who say a Svar and Isha's goof is very warmed up. Mainly we say when the Zera is inside her body for 3 days, it gets Masriach. And after 3 days, it's not real Azri anymore. But maybe it's only a Yiddish goof, because Yidim are doig b'mitzvahs. Of Akum Goyim, so if a Yid was Berle Shiksa, the loy doig b'mitzvahs, or shiksa has no mitzvahs, they don't have nothing to worry about, they have a free time, they don't worry about anything, I'll tell you a lie, maybe by her it's not totally in 3 days. By she, it's not masriach after 3 days. Maybe they need a bigger shear. Or Dilma, another swafakir. Kivon the yachdin shkotzim ramoshim, since shiksis, goyim, each shkotzim ramoshim is chobogufayel, eat like trefes that makes the body very hot. So if I care, maybe they get hotter even faster. So maybe by a shiksa, if the zera comes out within 3 days, it's also tor. It also won't have a din avatum anymore. What's the gay to? That if a beggar touches the zera now, the beggar won't become tummy. When do we have a din of 3 days? Only by Nishi Yisraelis. But by a shiksa, maybe if I care, maybe it's even shorter that the zera becomes masriach. Vim tim tzoloi mekivon the yachdish kotzim remoshim. Chofu gufayu. So by Yisraelis, it has the same din like Yisraelis. It's totally in 3 days. What about if a man is boiled a behemoth? So the man's zera now goes inside a behemoth, and then it comes out of the behemoth even 3 or 4 days later. What's the locha? Is that zera still mitama? If somebody touches it now, it's mitamim or also not? Mao. Isha display praise der, and isha has like a womb, it means it's closed up there, masreches. So therefore, you get fashtunken inside the body, you have 3 days, it's masreches. Aval behemoth, less lay praise, the behemoth doesn't have a praise the light. It doesn't have any praise there, so maybe the avra doesn't come inside there, so maybe it's not masriach at all. Or do maloshin, or maybe behemoth also the same alochim. Calls the man the zera is inside the behemoth 3 days. If it comes out after 3 days, it's also terum. But tomorrow by a teiku. Let's see Rashi. Rashi shapir shem and isha kagoyin palet the shechba zera shekibla mizocher. Who the yomer of Loza ben Azaya to betray yomi masreches? When the zera is inside Anisha 2 days, he holds the goof warms it up a lot. This masriachit, our pirush menish, ala beged mitam al yelam. But shichva zera that comes out of a man, it goes on a beged. That beged calls the man. It's wet. It's matam. It's called an avatuma. Somebody touches it, it's matam him. Calls the man shilecha. When it dries up, then it has no tumor. The sule chazilas riyim. By when it just comes out, there's no hasracha to it yet. Then it's not royal as riyim. When it dries up, my lash fish. The pasuk says now it's matam my lash fish from ish ala begedu matayin lo lecha masreches. The loikatoni pratlik sheyavsha doesn't say when it dried up it's mashmim masreches. Teretz says no, it's talking about from anisha. By the show yisrael b'meya kusis mal. Me masreches begil me yomik Yisraelis. Vi poto le bosa gimel tor hanagay betipa. Oy loy, holochi naka shichva zera shay Yisrael. Dilu de kusi, armidu masech te nida, ker yev tor, midiraisa goy has no din zera. His zera is tor. Zera was only negay if a yid was burla shikso, the zera inside her, when does become masrech? So tomorrow blaz by teikum. Yidai gibi mitzvah rashi lekaya mitzvahs. A yid is afraid, say that he has an oil, an obligation to do mitzvahs. The Chared and Medover, they're afraid. Are they doing what they're supposed to or not? Or Meteich Daiga, since they're worried about it, Mechamamim, they become hot. Kedachsev Cham Libi Bekirbi. My heart is very hot in me. Chavil Cham. Magdisle Proizder. Bosa Koisle Beisrechem Boilet Minashinayim. Ulechutz. A Beisrechem Minashinayim Ulefnin. So Ishish Le Proizder. Lefikach Le Sholet Be Avir. The Gufe Mechamos. Anisha has a praise like an outside chamber, so therefore the avir doesn't come inside the isha. So maybe it's masreches. Mashenkin a behemer doesn't have a praise there, so the avir gesedah comes inside, so it's not masreches. So back tomorrow by teiku. Hey, how long when the zera is inside the behemer do we say when it comes out later it's Torah? Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. This is the Yikur Brais now. Pishishi b'chodesh nitnu asaras adibris. On the 6th day of Sivan, the Torah was given. Aseres Dibros was given to Yisrael. We have Yosi Yomer B'Shivaboy. Yosi doesn't know it was given Zion. Hey, Zion was Kabbalah's Torah. Omar Rav, the Kula Yama B'Rosh Chodesh also the Midbar Sinai. Everybody's masking. They came into Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What's the right Ksiv Hocho B'Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai? Uksiv Hosam HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Is Mal Halim Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. They came into Har Sinai, came into Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh 7. That's when Klai Yisrael came in. Well, the Kula Yam everybody holds the Shabbos Nitnu Torah Yisrael. The Eibishter gave the Aseres HaDibros on Shabbos to Klai Yisrael. Ksiv Hoch, what's the right apostle says here, Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoi, U Ksiv Hosom, Vayoyim Yom Moshe Olom, Zochras Yom HaZeh. Let's remember the day of Kabbalah Satoru. Ma lahalem be'atzuma shoyim, is afkan be'atzuma shoyim. Like the Zohar means on this day of Shabbos. It wasn't Satsuma shoyim. Tashi ma lahalem. Zohar siyem hazeh be'atzuma shoyim. Hezkiru, the Yitzias Mitzrayim Nemabuhu, Kedesiv hazeh, is afkan na be'atzuma shoyim hazkiru, the Shabbos, Anemabem Zochras es Yom Shabbos means on this day was said, on day of Shabbos was said this halacha. Yeah, so everybody was masking Rosh Chodesh, they came in, and on Shabbos Torah was given. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? The kfir the yarcha. The machlokes says on what day of the week was Rosh Chodesh? That's the machlokes. And everybody's masking Torah was given on Shabbos. So the shaila of that Shabbos was the Shabbos Zayin Sivan, or was that Shabbos Vav Sivan? So now the meaning is, when was Rosh Chodesh? We have Yosi Sovar, Bechada, Beshabo, Ikva Yachar. On Sunday, Yom Rishon was Rosh Chodesh. O Bechad, Beshabo, Lo Yom, Lo Vlo Midi. Moshe didn't give them any Tzivuyim on Sunday. Mishum Chul Shal Yurcha. Since they're traveling so long to get into Midbar Sinai, they came in on Rosh Chodesh, was Yom Aleph, was Rosh Chodesh. So Moshe didn't tell them anything. Betray b'Shabbos on Yom Sheni. Omelu Moshe told him, "V'yatem tiyul mamlechas koyinim." Moshe told him this pasuk. You should know you're soon going to become mamlechas koyinim. You're soon going to get the Torah. Betloso on the third day, Yom Shlishi. Omelu mitzvah hakbola. Moshe told him, "Now there's a mitzvah. Stay away from Mount Sinai. Don't go near it." Strashi betloso omelu mitzvah hakbola. Sha'advorim shenemru boy b'Sheni yorad lerut. The Yomul Yisrael, he came down at night time and told them on Thursday on the Yom Shlishi. Because it said, "V'yavu Moshe v'yiku l'zikne yom." L'machus hishkin v'elu v'yashu Moshe aziv yom. Is so on the third day he told them mitzvah hakbola. V'arbo on the fourth day ovad prisha. Moshe told them the mitzvah prisha. So this is Sushita, this is Reb Yoshi Shita. That's what we had before also. Reb Yoshi said that Mitzvah's Prisha was said on Yom Revi. So Melu Yom Revi was 3 days before Shabbos, so it was 3 days. So Reb Yoshi Shita was that Torah was given when? On Zayin B'Sivan. Because Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, so Melu Shabbos was Zayin. V'Rabon and Tzavri know, Betray B'Shabo Ikva Yarcha, Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Sheni. When was Shabbos? Shabbos was only Vav Sivan. So they all, Torah was given on Vav Sivan. Betray b'Shabbos l'yom l'hov l'midi. When they came into Midbar Sinai on Monday, Moshe didn't tell them anything. The Tufa Matazich from the traveling. B'shem Chul Shal Yurcha. B'tlos on the third day, Omalu v'yatem t'yuli amamlechus k'enim. V'yarbo omalu mitzvah sakbola. On the fourth day, Moshe told mitzvah sakbola. Behei. On Thursday, Ovad Prisha. That's when Moshe told them the Mitzvah's Prisha. This is the Rabbanim Shita, like we had before, the Machlokes. When exactly was the Mitzvah's Prisha? Was Nafkamino, is the third day the Isha Torah, or the third day she's Temeya? So that's the Machlokes, Rabbanim and Rabbi Yosi. When the Torah was given, Nafkamino is, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, or Rosh Chodesh is on Monday? And that's Nafkamino, when Moshe gave them the Mitzvah's Prisha. Morakasha, Meisvei. The Kidashtem Hayoim Mocher. Torah says it should be Kodesh today and tomorrow. Is the Chur Mashpa Mitzvah's Prisha was only 2 days. So Chur Tzarayah to the Rabbonin. The Moshe told them on Thursday, be Kodesh today and tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So Mashpa's only 2 days, it was also. Trashi Yoyim Mokhor, Mashpa Behei Nemaloi, Lifresh Heyuvov. Mashpa with Old Tziv was a riot to Rabbonin. The mitzvah's prisha was set on Thursday, that today and tomorrow be perished. It's a kashan Rabbi Yosi. More kashan Rabbi Yosi. Omlach Rabbi Yosi. Yoimechod hoisif moishe midaitoi. Enechnaim with the Torah said the mitzvah's prisha should only be 2 days. Hayoim amochor. But moishe was moishe of an extra day midaitoi. Trash Omlach Rabbi Yosi. Liyoy lam revi nermaloi lifresh. Nein. Moishe taka told him on the fourth day to be perished. Lifresh dalad vehei. Buhoisif yoimechod. And really, all the prisha was just Wednesday and Thursday. And the Torah really was supposed to be given on Friday. But Moshe was Haisav Yemechot, Yiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daitai. According to Rabbi Yosi, Moshe was Moshev an extra day. Whereas the Yemeshe wanted to give the Torah Taka and Vov Sivan, he wanted to give the Torah on Friday. But Moshe was Haisav another day, told the Yemeshe to push off the Kabbalah Torah to Shabbos, and the Yemeshe was masking. The Tanya. Gimel Devarim Osa Moshe Midaitai. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did with his own das. Behiskem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to what he did. Hoisav Yemechad Midaitai, by Kabbalah Satayr, according to Rabbi Yossi, really the Pasuk says just on Wednesday, Moshe told them, today and tomorrow. So it just means Wednesday and Thursday be Kaddish. Of course, on Friday the Torah was supposed to be given, but Moshe told the Eibishter, no, wait another day till Shabbos. Or Pirish from Anisha. Moshe was Pirish from his own wife. He didn't have Tashmish with her anymore. Vishav Resaluchas. Later when Moshe came, after Aseres Adibris, when Moshe went up to get the Torah and he came down, and the Eklaya saw Dim the Eagle, Moshe broke the Luchas. And on all these three things, it says the Eibishter was masking to him. The Eibishter said it's okay. How come Moshe did it? My Dorish. It says, Hayoim Umocher. You should be Parish today and tomorrow. Hayoim means just like today should be Kamocher. Ma Lamocher Leilu Imoy. Just like tomorrow. Now, as he's telling them on Wednesday, be Parish today and tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is a complete 24 hour period. Like I'm telling you, a whole 24 hours. Who are in today also has to be a 24 hour period. Now, we told them Wednesday morning. Now, Wednesday morning, you're missing from Wednesday, from Tuesday night. The Mail of Moshe with Moshe of Yemechad means two complete full days. That means excluding today. So Wednesday is only half a day. Where are the two complete days? Thursday and Friday. Therefore, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Af hayayim lelo imoy. V'layla de'idno nafik lay. So Mail of Wednesday is supposed to have its night also. And the night passed the race. Talking about Wednesday morning already. Is Mail of Shmamina tre yoyma levar me'idno. Mail of Moshe darshan to say the Pshan the Posek is 2 days, excluding today, Wednesday. So Mele Torah meant to say, wait, Thursday and Friday, and on Shabbos you get the Torah. How do we know the Eibush was masking to Moshe? To Leishav Yishchina Tzav for the Shabbat. Poshid. While the Torah was first given, Shabbos morning. The Eibush didn't come with the Torah on Friday morning, but the Eibush waited until Shabbos morning was masking to Moshe. O Pirish Manisha, Moshe was purged from his own wife, he didn't have Tashmish with her, my Dorish, Nosa Kalvachayma Biyatsa, made a Kalvachayma by himself. Omar, Omar Yisrael, Shle Dibru Shchini Moy Melishrachas, Mada Kla Yisrael, the Abishah now is coming to give them their service of Dibrus, he's going to talk to Kla Yisrael. The Kabul Lehem Zman, the Abishah made his man when Kabul Zatara will be. Omra Tara says, V'hoyu Nechayn Moshesh Yamim, stay away from your wife for 3 days. So, Master, before you talk to the Eibishter, you should not be with your wife. Is Abizai Al Tikshu? Is Ani? So Moshe said to himself, Ani, me, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekol Shor Vishor Shchinim Adveris in me, that the Eibishter Keseda talks to me Keseda. Vienna Kaveli is man, is not Kaveli is man when he's going to talk to me. Is the Chor Alachas Kamal Vakamal that I should always be Tor, and I shouldn't have Tashmash with my wife. So that's what Moshe did. O minol on the Iskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yod, I don't know, my Eibishter was masking to Moshe. You'll see, the Pasuk says, Lech Emolehem. Tell everybody, Shuvu Lechem Yolechim. Go back to have Tashmas with your wife. Right? After Kabbalah Satori, after Asinai, the Torah says to everybody, go back. Uksiv Basrei, of the Ata Poya Modi Modi. But you, Moshe, you still stay with me. Mashma, you can't go back to your wife, for you still lost the Tashmas Shamita. This the army, some say from this Posek. Peel Peel Dabe Boy. Here. This Posek. Peel Peel Dabe Boy. I'm saying that he's talking to you. Right? Shavres, the third thing it is, Shavres Aluchas, my Doris, what was Moshe Dash and how come he did it? Oma Pesach, not by Korban Pesach, Shavrechet Matayag Mitzvahs, only one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Omra, the Torah says, V'chol Ben Nechel Yechaboy, Ben Nechel means, somewhere it's a mumur, somewhere it's like dinning avoid the Zorah, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach, of the Torah Kula, Kan, V'Yisrael Mumrim, Alachas Kam V'Kama, here it's a Shal of the Sinas HaTerah, Sinas HaDibris. When Moshe came down from Hastinai, the Klai Yisrael was worshipping the eagle, Avoy the Zoro. So the Avada to the Klai Yisrael can't get the whole Torah. Not the one mitzvah of Korban HaPesach doesn't go to a Ben Necher, so Avada the whole Torah can't go to a Ben Necher. Is Minolan Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you heard the Eibishter was masking, Shenemar Asher Shibarta, the Pasuk says. The Yomer Ashlokash, we dash in the words, Asher Shibarta means, Yiyasha Kechachla Sheshibarta. The Eibishter gave Moshe Yasha Kech for breaking the Luchas. Mashmal, the Eibishter was masking to Moshe, did the right thing. He made this Kalvachayim, that's true. Since Klai Yisrael deemed the Eagle, they're not royal for Kabbalah Satayra. Now, that's one of the problems they say, we must call into Rabbi Yossi, we really pass on Rabbi Yossi, that really the Torah was first given on Zion 7. So really the kasha is, how come we make shruas, a famous kasha, how come we make shruas on Vav? The Chur, we hold Torah was first given on Zion 7. So how come we make shruas on Vav 7? And Mefrat and Anusach HaTfilah, we say, Zeman Kabbalah Zman Matan, we say the Lashon Zman Matan Teresenu. It wasn't Matan Teresenu, we passed on Rabbi Yosi. The Torah was first given on Zion. So how come we say on Yom Vav Zman Matan Teresenu? The Torah they all say is the Pshat is Mashav in the Gemara, that really the Eibishter wanted to give Torah to Klai Yisrael on Vav. Really the Torah should have been given on Friday. Just Moshe was Hoysav Yom Echad Midaitai. And where did Moshe get this Koyach? That the pshat is, this, it doesn't say Zaman Kabbalah Satur, we say Zaman Matan Torah Seinum. The Matono, that the Torah, the Abishah gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael, was taka given on Vav. That's when Moshe got the Koyach to make this Drosha. So when he got this Koyach on Friday, to dash in the Pasik, he dashed in the Pasik to say, the Torah should be given first on Shabbos. So mainly with his Koyach of Drosha, he had a Koyach to push out the Torah to Shabbos. But really, when was the Zaman Matan Torah Seinun? When was the Zaman of the Matana? That was Takan Vav. Just when Moshe got this Matana and Vav, he dashed to push it off another day. So it's good why we call Shavuos on Yom Vav, which is called Zaman Matan Torah Seinun.